Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chief Communications Officer at Cresco Labs is Jason Erkes. He joins us now to talk about edibles, weed, and all the rest. Morning, Jason.
Morning, Bob. How are you? Happy 420.
Same to you. The numbers are really amazing. One in four Americans used cannabis in some form during the past 12 months. Nearly one-fourth of cannabis users said they tried it for the first time within the past year. Midwestern cannabis users consume more edibles and beverages than other regions of the country. And more than 4 in 10 cannabis users believe 420 should be recognized as a national holiday. And I'm sure you do, too. Tell us about what you do and what Cresco Labs is all about.
Sure. We are a vertically integrated in Illinois, which means we grow our own product. We have our own brands. And, of course, we own dispensaries across the state. They're called Sunnyside, where people can go in and shop and get educated on cannabis products.
And what is the most confusing thing about buying the teas or the edibles or whatever you smoke? Because you walk into one of those stores and there are so many choices. What is it that people don't know that they should understand?
You know, we're really trying to normalize the cannabis buying experience. So when people walk in, they feel like they're walking into a GNC or a Whole Foods where they have someone that can help talk them through and walk them through the process of buying cannabis for the first time. As you mentioned, there were a lot of new consumers that entered the marketplace within the last year. And, you know, they come into the store, they go online, and our staff is helping them decide what the best form of cannabis to take is, what proper dosage is to make sure they have a good experience. So I think, you know, and people might feel overwhelmed or hesitate to go into a dispensary, but we want them to know that that's okay. There's a lot of people that haven't tried it before or are trying it for the first time in a long time. We want them to come in and feel comfortable to get educated and learn about today's products.
So now, supposedly, there are some things for sleep. There are other things that would be useful for pain relief. Maybe some other form of marijuana will just make you feel good. How are you supposed to know what is good for you?
Sure, that's what our staff at Sunnyside for. Our stores across the state, we have very trained staff that will help walk through the process. And really, that first question is, what's your goal? What are you trying to accomplish with your cannabis purchase today? Are you looking for something to help relieve some pain? Are you looking for something to help you relax and sleep? Are you looking for something to help escape from the day-to-day? And our staff will really help walk through that process, find the best form, whether it's an edible, whether it's a vape, something smokable, a tincture, a patch. You know, it comes in all different forms and all different shapes and sizes. And then, of course, the most important part is what's the proper dose? What's the starting point to make sure that you have a good experience?
And how do you figure that out? You look at the label and it's kind of confusing. What should you look for? Is it the number, the amount of THC?
Yeah, THC is obviously the psychoactive part in cannabis that's going to give you that high or euphoric effect. And, you know, the rule of thumb is you start low and go slow. You can always add more on to get the feeling you're looking for, but it's kind of hard to take it off once you've consumed a little too much. So, you know, we advise people to really start slow, whether it's an edible and you want to microdose with a 2.5 milligram or a 5 milligram, or even a vape pen, something that's dose regulated where you're taking a hit off it and feeling the effects before you take more.
Are those pens safe?
Yeah, you know, there was the vape crisis before. We kind of forgot about that with the pandemic, right? The vape crisis kind of got wiped off the chart. But the things that you're buying in licensed dispensaries across the state, and there's over 100 dispensaries now, you know, they're lab tested, they're dose regulated, they're made in a very controlled environment. So, you know, you're not going to get the additives that that were reported to have caused that vape crisis, the things that the fillers that that some companies in the illicit market might have used.
And according to my friends, Jason, the edibles...
You're doing air quotes when you say that, right?
The edibles or the teas have a much slower impact on your body. If you're smoking, it's much quicker. So I guess a common mistake would be somebody's having a cookie or something and they don't feel anything, so they have two more, and then they're in big trouble, aren't they?
Absolutely. Depending on your metabolism, you know, it could take anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour for an edible to hit before you feel the effects of it. So it is a common mistake. Someone will take it 50 minutes later. They're like, I don't think it's working. I'm not feeling anything. And they down some more. And an hour later, they're miserable and they're having a not pleasant experience. So that's one of the things the wellness advisors at our Sunnyside stores really try to walk people through, that start low and go slow. Wait for it and make sure you have a good experience.
Let's go through some of these listener questions that have come in this morning, Jason. Is smoking marijuana bad for your lungs? Now, let me jump in here, because doctors will tell you that smoking anything isn't the greatest thing for your lungs, right?
Yeah, and I'm not a doctor, but smoking anything, I mean, you know, we all see the reports and know what smoking can do, so that's a tough one for me to answer.
Yeah, I think I would say that your lungs are better off with an edible or a tea. What is the highest THC percent allowed to be sold in Illinois? That's from Mike in Indiana.
Yeah, I don't think there's THC caps in Illinois. I know it's something that a lot of states are discussing right now, is putting THC caps on products. But there's not one in Illinois, and for higher THC products, you actually pay a little more in Illinois. It's more heavily taxed, so there is no THC cap in Illinois.
Is there a certain strain of the marijuana that is therapeutic for arthritis?
You know, of course, we have a lot of people, you know, that come into our store. They're looking for pain relief for joints and muscle pain, and you know, really, our wellness advisors could walk you through that. I'm not an expert on all the strains, but we do have people at all of our stores that are experts, and a lot of customers that come in looking for that exact kind of relief.
How much money do you have earmarked for new store openings, and how many stores do you have open now? How many stores do you plan to have open by the end of the year? There is a limit in Illinois, isn't there, Jason?
Yes, and we're the only company that's at it, actually. We have 10 stores across the state, which is a limit any one company can have, and we have 3 cultivation facilities, which is the limit any one company can have. So we're capped out as far as our footprint in the state of Illinois, but we're opening other stores up around the country and expanding the footprint. Today we have our Rockford store that opens with an expanded footprint. So we're trying to make our stores bigger so they can accommodate more customers.
There are 110 recreational dispensaries in Illinois, and the maximum currently allowed, that is the maximum under state law. And there were 80 recreational dispensaries licensed to operate in Illinois at the start of 2021. A long-delayed lottery to award 75 new licenses with a social equity focus is likely to move forward this year after the state gave hundreds of unsuccessful applicants a second chance to qualify. And so is your focus now just to work on the stores that you have and improve customer service and information?
Well, we're the largest wholesaler in the state. We have about a half a dozen brands that are sold on the shelves of every dispensary in the state of Illinois, brands like Cresco and Mindy's Edibles and Good News and Wonder that all really serve a different consumer base. So our focus as a company is continue to put product on the shelves of the dispensaries around the state while maintaining positive customer relationships with the customers that are coming into our stores. But additionally, you know, we're really working with the state to get those other stores open. There are 75 licenses that are kind of holding out there for the social equity applicants, and we want to see diversity in the industry. We want to see people that were disproportionately that come from communities that were disproportionately affected by the war on drugs able to have a stake in this industry moving forward. So we really want to see the state give out those 75 licenses, give out more licenses, and make this industry a little more equitable for everyone across the state.
Jason Urquhart, Chief Communications Officer at Cresco Labs. So what are you doing special for the holiday, Jason? And by the way, does Hallmark have 420 cards yet?
I'm sure that they do. And, you know, we have a lot of accessories and gifts at our store as well if you're looking to gift someone something for 420. But I think I'll be talking to a lot of people like you during the day.
All right. Enjoy. Thanks, Jason. Good talking to you.